lot of sports I be thinking about. Like think about it. Okay, say LeBron James changed his gender. You know what I mean? Okay, can he stay in the NBA, or because he's a woman, does he have to go to the WNBA where he will score 840 points a game?
I don't know how this is going to make me sound, but I was getting informed that a transgendered woman won an Olympic event or a competition that involved women. It was a women's competition, and a transgender woman ended up going into the event and winning. Fascinating, interesting. And a couple of my friends have been sending me links or telling me about it, and I don't know what to say to that, because, you know, obviously part of our shifting in society is when we want people to live their truth. I want people to, if you are a man and you want to begin the process to be a woman, absolutely go for it. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as you're a grown person, that's always my thing. As long as you're a grown person, you do whatever the fuck you want to do. And as long as you're not hurting anybody, and as long as it's mutually agreed upon, you do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't care. You know, that's a conversation that my partner and I have, because I'm like, that's my motto. Hey, grown adults do grown adults. I don't care if it's drug dealing. You know, I'm very libertarian in that sense, where I believe in legalizing, regulating, and taxing whatever it is, because grown adults are going to do what grown adults do. And in this case in point, when you have a transgendered woman going into a competition, and wins, it's kind of tough. It sets a bad precedent, because what do you do, right? What do you do when a transgendered woman, now these men that are having these operations or are calling themselves women and now thinking they can go ahead and compete with other women and feel like they're just as equal? I'm like, and I think this is where society, we're getting to a bad place. I think that we have to stand up for certain things as a society. Like, meaning, are we going to allow people that think they're one way, or that they're not biologically enhanced as a woman in this case, to not compete? I think we should. I think we should have a transgender Olympics, a transgender competition, transgender leagues. Because I think that's the right, you know, these people that are pushing for this overcorrection of groups in our society that are being marginalized, whether it's race, whether it's gender, whether it's gay in this case, in this case LGBTQ community, right? To fight for these people, I think those same people have to understand the reality of that. It's not trying to take away from, if you feel like a woman traps in a man's body and you want to begin that process, I'm all for it. I'm all for you doing whatever it is you want to do to your body. And whatever it is that makes you happy, fucking go for it. Absolutely. And I'm not judging. I'm like, who the fuck am I? I'm just a guy ranting away for no reason. But I truly believe in that. I truly feel that when it comes to this one, our society has to do something about it. Because this is not a case of not giving gays right to marry. No, they want to join the party, go ahead. They want to get married, go right ahead, man. I'll see you in divorce court. You know, I give you that, if that's your thing, that's what you want to be a part of, okay, no problem with me. So I see this kind of news, I automatically think of that Chappelle skit that I put in the beginning. And because if you're not understanding the ramifications of that, of how a person that was born a man and grew up as a man and has fully developed as a man is allowed to transition, that's like me being allowed to transition to a female. And then I feel like I can go out there and play basketball. Of course, I'm going to be a little bit better. Of course, I'm going to be a little faster, a little stronger, because I already have that developed. Not even including the testosterone is in me. You know, like all these different things. It's like you have to understand what's happening here. And for a world that is trying to push for equality, this is not the way you push for equality. Can you imagine women, like, you're marginalizing women. Now you're telling women, you know, I've known women that fucking hate the idea of transgender women thinking they're women. It's like, no. I mean, if you want to be a woman, I have someone tell me this. If a transgender woman wants to be a woman, then you cut that thing off. You cut that thing off completely. You do what you got to do, right? And I'm like, wow. I mean, I thought, because she felt that people that are transgender were cheapening her, not cheapening, but they were minimizing being a woman or the struggles of being a woman, or they don't know how to be a woman because they haven't had those struggles. They've always lived life as a man. And I understand that. Like, I sympathize with that. And I guess what the thing that, and I was asking my friend, has anyone so far in the news outlets come up against this? Like, has anybody complained? Has anybody pushed against this? It's just been posted and no one's saying shit about it. And he was like, nope, nothing. It won't stay out of it. Like, it was mentioned in the news, but that's that. And I'm like, wow. Think about it. No one is tough enough other than Joe Rogan to go ahead and do this. And I think it's mind-blowing to me. It's mind-blowing that we have people in our society that truly believe, truly feel, truly don't understand the ramifications of this thing of a man feeling like he's a woman, then making that transition as a transgender woman, and then competing with other women, like biological women, and winning first. I don't get it, guys. You guys got to do better than that. Like, we have to, and again, it's not discriminating, it's not being judgmental, it's not any of that. I think it's the common sense of understanding that, hey, this person clearly has an advantage. It's like they don't have to take any, you know, performing enhancing drugs because they're already enhanced. So when you have that, you have to be aware of what that is causing. Now you're going to cause women to not want to compete. Now you're going to have women with self-esteem issues, right? Like, if they're so worried about that, let's flip it on that fucking coin. That same fucking coin of, you know, let's not marginalize transgender women. Well, how about the women that are actually competing and are trying to win the right way and are trying to do things the right way as to the best of their God-given ability? That's fucked up, right? Right?
What does it actually mean to be equal? You know what I mean? Like, if women are actually equal to men, then there would be no WNBA, would there? You would just be good enough to play in the NBA with us. Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.